In February, the city of Philadelphia announced its Philly Tree Plan, a strategic mission to equitably grow the city's trees canopy over the next 10 years. One part of the plan is to collaborate with community-based organizations to plant more trees along commercial corridors. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada visited one of those areas for this week's Feel Good Friday story.
I'm standing on the 5500 block of Chester Avenue in Southwest Philadelphia, in an area known as Africa Town. It's home to a large and growing African immigrant population. On this block, there are brick row homes with storefronts covered in colorful awnings. There's a hair salon, a preschool and daycare, along with a pizza shop, and more recently, a couple of dozen trees. Marissa Wilson from Philly's Parks and Recreation Department is showing me some.
What are we looking at? What is this?
This is a golden rain tree. It was planted last fall as part of the commercial corridor planting and care initiative. These trees will be really beautiful. They put out what are called leaflets, so it'll provide a more dappled shade. It will also have some fun flowers and interest into the summer and fall.
Parks and Rec, along with the Department of Commerce, have planted a total of 117 trees across different commercial corridors in Philadelphia, like 60th Street in West Philly and North 5th Street in Fairhill. The goal is to add more trees to neighborhoods that don't have enough. In Africa Town, the city worked with the African Cultural Alliance of North America, a nonprofit known as ACANA, to get the trees planted. It was a collaboration. Residents and business owners guided the process. The community wanted to bring a range of trees to the block so that there would be something blooming all year round and to represent the diversity of the neighborhood. The trees do that and so much more. They also offer shade in one of the hottest areas in the city. Mariam Tajidin works at ACANA. She helped to coordinate the tree planting last fall. She's noticed that the greenery has helped keep the area clean.
It's a strategy to stop people not dumping more trash. So I was thinking, because I know one thing the community like, they like beauty, they respect art. So when the idea came for planting trees, I love it and I jump on it and I start working with them.
Now the focus is on maintaining the trees and taking care of them. ACANA is working with the city's Taking Care of Business program, which pays residents to keep commercial areas clean. Musa Trawale, who also works at ACANA, sees the effort as a larger investment in the neighborhood. He hopes to make Southwest Philly a destination.
So we are encouraging people from all over to see Southwest Philly as a place to come and shop, help our small businesses to grow. We want to make sure that this area compete with University City and downtown as well.
Ronald Wade is an entrepreneur who works in the barbershop right next to ACANA. He says the trees have brought more life to the neighborhood.
In general, the more trees, the merrier. It just beautifies the community, gives people hope, and you want to come outside and, you know, a sense of community when you see trees.
The city is currently working with ACANA and the Southwest CDC to engage residents around potentially planting trees along Woodland Avenue, another commercial corridor in the neighborhood. For now, residents will continue to nurture the trees they have as they bloom and grow. Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.